Put the shrimp on the Barbie, eh?
All right, tonight we're going to bring in our doctor, and that's tonight's injury report.
We is got brought the to doc.
You, yes, by the Orthopedic Group with Dr. Jose Ramirez del Toro, Director of Sports Medicine and Spine Care. Doc, how you doing?
I'm wonderful. How are you guys doing?
We are doing great. Would you say hello to
I'm
Arthur?
I'm fantastically well.
Yeah. How you doing, Arthur? Pleasure to be here. Pleasure to talk to you. How you guys doing?
Hey, man. Pleasure to talk to you as well, man. You know, I got some questions, though. I got some questions. I know you're a doctor, right?
And
I got some guys who are down, right? And I got some guys who are hurt. Talk to me, man. I mean, I know my guy Cam yesterday and said he pulled his hammy. How does that happen? How do you recover from it? I mean, tell me, educate me on the hamstring muscle.
All right, I will do my best to educate you. So, yeah, we need the big man in the middle.
Absolutely.
The hamstring is a muscle in the back of the leg, and the job of the hamstring is to flex the knee when you're running. And when you injure a hamstring, you can injure it at the top of the hamstring where the tendon attaches to the bone. You can injure it in the middle of the hamstring, or you can injure it down by the knee. Most injuries occur up at the top of the hamstring.
Okay.
So that's just the basic.
What's the longer recovery time, Doc?
Yeah.
High, middle, or low?
Longest recovery time is high hamstring strain, particularly if you tear where the tendon meets the muscle, or also if you tear some bone off of the bone, like if the tendon tears
Ooh.
Off the bone.
That sounds awful, Doc.
I'm thinking about when I rip the chicken off the bone when I eat the chicken wing, and I know that, yeah. That's not good at all.
That's
I have another question.
Surgical.
Yes. Okay, that's surgical. Okay. Well, hopefully it's not that. We're going to knock on wood. But I do got another question. Because I hear guys say, oh, man, it was a grade 3, it was a grade 2. I haven't had grade since I was in school, so I wasn't really sure how does that apply to the hamstring. So, yeah, right. Educate us on grades for the hamstrings.
So the different grades of the hamstring are based on how much is torn, whether it's torn or pulled. And when you have just a slight pull of the hamstring, it's a grade 1. When you start to have some tearing, it's a grade 2. And the more severe it is, the higher the grade of the hamstring injury.
Okay, so you definitely want a low grade then. Keep it low.
The worst kind is if you tear the hamstring off the bone. That's the worst kind. Those are the ones that usually need surgery, depending on how much is pulled off the bone and how far down that tendon is pulled down into the muscle. Because that's what will happen. That tendon is under a lot of tension, and when it pulls off that bone, it retracts down into the muscle, and you got to take it and pull it up and attach it back.
Now, Doc, does that put you at also risk with the groin? I mean, like the ham bone's connected to the groin bone or muscle or something? I don't know. Is that anything at work? The ligamentation.
I like that, the ligamentation.
It's a highly
technical SAT word right there, man.
Particularly if you injure it and then you're not fully recovered and then you're sort of not back to yourself and you're not running right, you may use other areas of your body to compensate, and that's when it puts you at injury, at risk of a groin injury.
So you can't overcompensate.
Oh.
That's right.
And so the hamstring, it's not like an ankle where you could just tape it up, you know, and you'll be good to go. I mean, like, how do you come back from that without, you know, re-injuring? That's what I'm trying to understand. I mean, obviously with the ankle, like I said, you can tape it up. If it's a hand, you can put a cast on it. Is the hammy something that you truly have to sit out with until you are back 100%?
Well, that's a wonderful question. And, you know, on this show maybe 3 weeks ago, Marcus was talking about the fact that no professional football player as the season progresses is really 100%, right?
No question, man.
So, you know, the bottom line is that depending on the severity of that injury, yes, it can take a while to heal. You can try to do things to make that process happen faster. You can strengthen the glutes. You can start activating that hamstring. But you will be at risk the entire rest of the season. You just really won't be yourself. And as you very well know, Arthur, it's not until the end of the season that your injuries really heal when you have time to rest.
Yeah,
so,
very true.
From here on out, I suspect that he'll be taking limited, you know what I would do with my high school, my collegiate athletes is limited snaps in practice, limited reps, have them rehab, save up for the game, you play the game, and then, you know, repeat the process, rinse and repeat, do the same thing over and over.
Okay.
Now, you talking about a Rice thing, rest, ice, compression, elevation is what you need to do?
Yeah, and you also start activating it. So those trainers there will get them strengthening that hamstring, slowly activating it within a range that's making it feel good. Now, where you have to be careful with the hamstring is you don't want to start stretching the mess out of it, because if you stretch it too much, you can actually worsen the situation. And that's a mistake I've seen at the high school level is they'll really, I pulled my hamstring, so I've been stretching it like crazy, and by the time they come to see me, they're worse. It's not getting better. Well, if you can think about it, you have an area that's stretched or pulled, and if you're pulling at it more, you're going to potentially make it worse.
Right. All right, so I do have another question then. Okay.
Yeah, shoot.
So obviously we said icing,
resting. Come on, stump the doc. Let's see you stump him.
All right. This is a serious question. Everybody in the audience wants to know this. If you eat candy, will it help with the recovery?
Listen.
Because if it will, I can deliver, you know, some elite level candy to my teammate. So I just need to know this before I do this.
It's like you were listening to our show a couple of weeks ago. See, Craig has a German potato salad that he used to give people to get them feeling better, and I'm Puerto Rican, so my mom used to give me rice and beans. So you either go for the rice and beans. That's the way you got to go.
See? So that's what it is. That's fabulous. The secret. That's the secret.
Arthur, I ask you a quick question, Arthur?
Yeah. Shoot, away. Man. I've been waiting for you all day.
So off-season, when you're rehabbing and when you're trying to get yourself ready for the season, what kind of programs do you do? You ever do kettlebell training? You ever do anything like that? Because kettlebells are supposedly really good for glutes, for hamstrings. And so when I get, whenever I have a chance to talk to a professional athlete, I like to ask them what kind of things they can do to get themselves in the off season ready for the season.
Yeah, man, I love working with kettlebells. I also love, are you familiar with the TRXs? It's like a lot of the band, the resistance bands and stuff like that.
I know the TRXs.
Love TRXs, love, you know, like I said, the kettlebells. I'm big on, you know, the Olympic style lifts, but I don't want to do a lot of high impact stuff on my body, because obviously I'm trying to get my body back to 100%, but at the same time, you know, continue to keep my body active, because that's the worst thing you can do as an athlete is just sit around, let your body become dormant and let your muscles become dormant. So, you know, kettlebell workouts are great. TRX stuff is great. I also do a lot of Pilates during the off season as well, because it's another way for me to activate my core, activate my different, you know, small twitch muscles and stuff like that, quick twitch muscles, excuse me, and continue to grow as that way, in that way as well.
That's wonderful. I have a lot of aspiring athletes in my clinic, in the high schools I take care of, and I like to tell them, listen, these professional athletes, they're putting in the time in the off.
Oh, yeah, you got to. Swimming also, man. I love to swim, man. That's another way. Helps with the cardio. Helps, you know, as a full body workout, and it doesn't pound your body. So that's another thing.
I'll give you guys one extra. Check out the club bells. The old Indian club bells.
Club bells, okay.
Those are great. I got sizes from 5 pounds to 25 pounds each.
Nice.
Big ones like the old Indian grapplers. Yeah, they're pretty good. All right, Doc, thanks. We're going to check in with you next week.
I appreciate you, Doc.
All right, you guys take care. Thank you so much.
All right, and that's tonight's, that's Dr. Jose Ramirez del Toro, Director of Sports Medicine and Spine Care with the Orthopedic Group. All right, we're going to be back for the bell lap after this. You have Arthur Motes right here down at
Arthur
Giant Eagle.
Motes.
Giant Eagle Market District
in Robinson.
102.5 WDVE.
Rocks.
As your commercial construction partner, Pitcom keeps your project